It's time for A La Moog with Seamus Maguire. Is it Moog or Moog?
Hey, Seamus.
Hey, Hannah, how are you?
Good. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yep, been busy.
Busy doing what?
Well, I've been on tour with a band.
Hold on. Let's just stop for a second. Why have you got coffee in a glass jug?
Huge jug. Well, it's not an exciting story. I didn't trade it for some beans or something. My flatmate works at a place that they have a liter of filter coffee at the end of the day, so she takes it home. And I was trying to find a container to put it in.
If you drop it? It's going to smash.
It's a thick jug, but and it's got a cool cork lid.
Aesthetic is on.
But
point.
I was trying to find a coffee mug, and then I thought, well, I'm going traveling to BFM from my house, so I and it was it's about one hearty dose of coffee, so
it's a really hearty dose.
Mm. Anyway. It's not as much as it looks because the glass is really thick.
Okay.
So, I'm just gonna have a drink of one.
Nice.
Very bad radio etiquette I have. Shouldn't drink stuff on air, you know?
No.
People don't want to hear the sound of your mouth. They just want to hear the words.
The sound of the music.
Yeah. Okay. The words from your mouth. Okay, anyway.
what are
we talking about today?
Yeah.
Someone died. I feel like this is becoming a common thing on this because people keep dying. But this guy was 87, so I feel like it's kind of okay to die when you're 87. Compared to the last guy who was 24. Yeah. This guy's name is Ikutaro Kakehashi.
Kakehashi.
Do you remember who he was? Because I said it about 2 minutes ago, but I wasn't sure if you were listening.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Well, throughout the years of doing A La Moog, well, maybe one and a half, maybe 2 years, we've talked a lot, significantly, about a company called Roland.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this company?
Yeah.
Roland Corporation. This man is the man that founded Roland.
Really?
And was overlooking, it wasn't just some businessman who put money into a music technology company. He kind of oversaw it and was it started in really humble roots. So he started it in 1972, and previously he worked in he started an electric appliance and repair store fixing watches and clocks. Then moved, because of its interests, moved to fixing electric organs.
Cool.
And started a company called Ace Tone, which was kind of cheaper versions of the American company Hammond,
mm-hmm.
which was the Hammond organ.
Mm-hmm.
He made a kind of a knockoff Japanese version of that. And then what emerged, right? This is kind of, I feel like, is important. What emerged alongside organs in the 60s, when he was working with Ace Tone, was very simple drum machines that you could use as a rhythmic accompaniment for as an organ player. And he kind of foresaw the potential of the drum machine. So he patented kind of the modern, or the, when I say modern, I mean the drum machine of the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of oversaw that and was kind of the big part of making drum machines that we know and love. He also helped with a language called MIDI, which we've talked about before, which was a language, a musical communicative language that allows different pieces of gear to talk to each other. So what he did, there's lots of companies, right? Lots of technology, synthesizer, drum machine, etc. companies. He was the guy that proposed to a man named Dave Smith, an American music synthesizer. What's the word? He makes synthesizers with this company called Sequential Circuits. He kind of came and said, let's have a language that all the leading companies can use, and so that way we can talk. Yeah. So before that, there were all these different ways that you could sequence a synthesizer, or tell a drum machine to go at a certain speed. And he was the first one to propose the idea of making it a uniform across multi-platform standardized language. So, and under his engineering eye, Roland made arguably the most significant musical equipment in electronic music. Full stop.
Full stop.
Yeah. You could say someone like Bob Moog, who obviously the show is named after Bob Moog, this one, a la Moog, because he more or less invented the synthesizer as we know it today. But Roland, and by that extension, Akutaro Kakehashi, did these things that, even if it was unintentional in terms of their significance, still played a huge part. So,
because Roland is used everywhere.
Yeah. That's there's just so much stuff it kind of created, and it's there's almost no genre in which it doesn't have its, you know, its fingers in the pie. So I'll just go through and kind of quickly talk about each thing, kind of how our these little these bits of equipment and how they have an impact on music as we know it. And then I've got this song at the end that kind of uses all this equipment I'm talking about, more or less. And it's kind of this cool groovy song. It's kind of hard to, when you're talking about a company, because obviously we have a song right to finish and have a song that represents the whole company. But this kind of, that one, this one we'll finish with kind of does it. But anyway, so Roland, let's just go through. There's they have the TB-303, which is a quacky, unpredictable bass synthesizer, which is pretty much the founding
sound
of Acid House, and that you'll hear that one on this coming track. You have the SH-101, which in my opinion has the best filter of all time, and that has a huge significance in Acid House, new wave and synth pop, and lots of modern EDM, also things like Brain Dance, which was a kind of strange and fascinating genre that emerged in the 90s in dance music, kind of sophisticated dance music. We have the TR-808, which is a drum machine, which has great kick and great hi-hats and great cowbell sound, and that's the bedrock for the hi-hats and the kick of the 808 are the bedrock for trap music. Cool. Almost all trap music, you know, it's like almost like the pitched bass kick, yeah, yep. Kind of. Yeah, and then the hi-hats of trap is almost all 808. You have the TR-909 and the TR-707, which is the bedrock for house and techno. The 909 has the best kick on the planet, in my opinion. Then you have a bunch of things like, I think we might have, I know, maybe we didn't, synthesizers like the Juno 6, which now is kind of, it's kind of a really simple polysynth, which means it has more, has six voices instead of like a single voice of a bass synth. But it's really easy to use and it just sounds really good, and so it's found its way into everything, primarily because it was for a while it was a really cheap synthesizer to buy secondhand, so a lot of indie musicians used it because it sounded really good and it was really cheap. But I mean, Tame Impala, it's all over the album.
Really?
Currents, all over the album Currents, and not in a speaker, the one that came in between. Anyway, it's off Tame Impala, but then someone like Beyonce uses it on her tracks as well. So it's
love
like
it.
And then someone like Mac DeMarco, it's all over his stuff. You know, and then there's an album that just came out called Silk Sheets, I think, that is an Auckland musician, and it's just all over that as well. You know, it's like it's not seen as something that's super fancy or super cheap. It's just universally loved.
Yeah.
Then you have something like the RE-201 Space Echo, which is a tape delay, which is can kind of create those beautiful dreamscape, soundscape-y kind of washy kind of stuff. But then also is a pinnacle in dub. You know, like when you kind of turn up on the snare and it kind of has those long tails, those long echoes, where people were using the Space Echo when they were mixing live, and actually like it was an instrument for the audio engineer. And then you have a company called Boss, which was a child of Roland, which made a line of guitar effects,
yeah,
and things, and that you know, there's hundreds of guitar effects that they've made that have had a huge influence one way or another.
Amazing. It's amazing how much different sound you can make just in general. I mean, this is kind of what I've been like realizing through what, like talking about all of the different instruments and how there's just so much diversity that can be created through these like instruments.
It's funny, eh? It's like a very, very similar principles, and especially because a lot of the stuff is analog electronic equipment.
Yeah.
It's still kind of rooted in the same principles of, in terms of how it electronically creates sound, but they can do some very, very different, very fascinating stuff.
Well, you could just make like one tiny little tweak and it can just totally evolve into something else.
It's great, eh?
Yeah.
So like, it's modern electronic music as we know it is, Roland is like the most significant aspect of that sound. Like I can't, I feel like, especially with drums, pretty much all electronic drums would be based, people will probably disagree, but based off the 808, the 909, and the 707. It's just because they just have so interesting, they just sound so interesting, and then just the history of them, how they were kind of a bit of a market failure and then picked up in like Detroit and Chicago for house music and stuff, and then it just kind of gained this huge popularity, and then now when people, it's like when someone makes a new drum machine in 2017, usually people will compare it to how the 808 sounds, especially if it's an analog drum machine where it's made, it's not samples, it's just electronic sounds, and they'll compare it to the 808 or the 909 because that's just what electronic musicians, that's just their like their base for everything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so the song I've got is called Fossil Funk by a guy named C-Fax Acid, who is a guy that when I was just trying to think of a good song that would represent Roland, he just uses a lot of Roland gear. In fact, you can look up, like if you look up like Acid House into something like YouTube, you can just see people performing these like big complicated songs with a table, huge table of just Roland gear, you know, like three drum machines, a couple of SH-101s and a TB-303, you know, all being sequenced and programmed. So
you can make a whole orchestra just from Roland instruments.
And people have.
Cool. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Seamus, for popping in.